tempo avevo anche gli spingere. Prenderò.
Guaranteed to have the time of your life, because the Mets are really socking the ball, knocking those home runs over the wall. East side, west side, everybody's coming down to meet the Mets Mets of New York Town.
I can't believe you know the lyrics.
There's a whole second verse. Oh, the butcher and the beggar and the people in the streets, where they go to meet the Mets. Oh, the
so
hollering and cheering, and they're jumping in their seats. Where do they go? To meet the Mets. All the fans are true to the orange and blue. So hurry up and come on down, because we've got ourselves a ball club, the Mets of New York Town. Give them a yell. Give them a hand.
How do you know this?
Let them know they're rooting in the stand. I got the lyrics up now.
Oh.
Meet. Come on
in. Okay. You're cheating,
meet
in other
the
words.
Mets. I'm cheating.
Just like a
meet
patriot.
The Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your kitties, bring your wife. Guaranteed to have the time of your life, because the Mets are really sucking the ball, knocking those home runs over the wall. East side, west side, everybody's coming down to meet the Mets Mets of New York Town. Of New York Town. It's a little Gershwin, as you said.
Yay.
Sarah Beckner.
Thank you, Sarah Beckner. Yeah.
Filmed at the University of British Columbia for some reason.
Yeah, because she lives up there, I think. I don't know. We want to thank listener Jeffrey for sending that to me.
Oh, thank you, listener Jeffrey.
Yeah, listener Jeffrey. He probably doesn't listen, but he knew Sarah Beckner.
What do you mean he doesn't listen?
I don't know. He sends me things. He's nice. Listener Jeffrey.
It's a good.
Possibly listener Jeffrey. We don't know. Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk. This is the full-on Sportsy Talk with both of us here in the studio at last. Your favorite, most trusted team in sports talk radio today, Bronwyn C. and Jim the Poet.
It's nice to be back from my...
Yeah, from wherever you were.
Wherever
and
I was.
Guess what else is in the studio with us today? Our talk over sounds.
Yeah,
the pub sounds.
You know, the theory was that I lost the pub sounds.
That's not a theory. That's the truth. That's factual. You misfiled them. You misfiled them, and
now they're gone forever.
We never found them again.
We have no idea where they
but
are.
But you went online and found the CD and bought it.
I was pretty drunk the last time I was here, and I just ordered it off of eBay.
Yeah, why not?
For $7. Ben got really mad at me.
Why, for buying that?
I used his credit card or anything. Sorry,
yeah.
Ben.
Oh, sorry.
He's like, you knew what you were doing. I'm like,
I
have no idea where I am.
Sorry, I got drunk and used your credit card, Ben.
It was $7.
Oh, golly. Hey, we have so much to talk about tonight. We have... The World Series is starting, and we saluted Kansas City with the song Big Country by Talking Heads, because I wouldn't live there if they paid me to.
I wouldn't live there if they paid me.
They did pay me to, actually. I lived in Kansas
really?
City. I was paid by my employer to move to Kansas City and live and work there. And after about a year, I said, I wouldn't live here if you paid me to, and I left.
Great
it
barbecue.
Horrible. Yeah, the barbecue there is really underrated, and it's excellent. It's some of the best in the country.
It's really delicious.
Yeah,
and
it's
I've been to that Kaufman Stadium, and the fans are real nice there, because
yeah,
they're Midwestern nice people. But, you
know, it's like the only time I ever went to see a Royals game the whole time I lived there was whenever they played the Yankees, and the Yankees were in town, then I would go see. But otherwise...
Ken from Hyde Park says, thanks for incinerating Mr. Met last March. Well, I was going to ask you, do you think that you took the curse off the Mets by burning up Mr. Met?
I think that the Mets should thank me and should give me tickets because
World Series tickets
yeah because obviously burning Mr. Met took the curse off
I think it did
because you know. Mr. Met is horrifying. I'm a Yankees fan,
right,
but I don't dislike the Mets. I don't hate the Mets. And if you recall, in fact, you could go back in the archives
we could check.
I said at the beginning of the season that I thought the Mets had excellent pitching and they had a good chance this year. And I actually said that. I said they were better than the Yankees this year, and I thought they had a good chance because I thought they had good pitching. So, you know, I don't dislike the Mets. I dislike Mr. Met. I think he is a terrifying, scary, horrible,
scarier
awful
than
nightmare
the Cubs bear without the pants.
Well, the Cubs bear without the pantsless pedophile bear, you know, pedo bear cub or whatever his name is. He's icky. He's icky, but you know, he's just an icky pedophile.
Icky.
But Mr. Met is scary.
He's a little terrifying.
Yep.
I don't like four-fingered, like the Simpsons with the four fingers. That's no good.
Yeah, no, that's creepy too. That's a comic trope, cartoon trope, I guess. I don't know why, it's just deformity. Well, I guess it's easier to draw than like actually putting.
I mean, how much extra work is one more digit?
I don't know, because when you're animating, you know, maybe it's harder.
Mickey Mouse has five fingers.
No, Mickey Mouse has four fingers.
Really? Is that true?
I'm pretty sure.
I'm gonna look that up.
Look up Mickey Mouse's hand. Oh, did you see the glove? Okay, there's some pitcher who's actually ambidextrous. And he has a glove that he can, like, flip from fan to hand, depending on which hand
he's using. There used to be a Red Sox that did that.
It looks like, his pitching mitt, it looks like Cthulhu, you know? It's this weird, crazy-looking thing because it goes from hand to hand.
Is he in the World Series?
No, he's not in the World Series. I forget who he pitches for.
Double-handed man?
Yeah, double-handed man is...
Listener Robert has posted. He's maybe a little too tired to call in and give us more news about the Warrior Football League.
Oh,
Pee Wee Cardinals.
Yes, the Pee Wee
side saddle T formation.
How did they?
There's
do?
A rather long posting on our. So go to our listener comments. If you go to WFMU, click on that. Comments.
Well, you know, I have to say we I don't want to discourage anyone from calling. In fact, we love it when you call 201-209-9368 to talk about sportsy things with us. But I did institute the 3-minute rule last week.
I know. How did that go?
I think it went really well.
I was on for longer than 3 minutes.
Yeah, but we just turned your mic down. You know, nobody.
I know. You guys were making fun of me when I.
We were making fun of you. We just, you know, if you take the mics in the studio out of mono, you can talk to each other while somebody's on the phone talking.
So I thought you guys were making out or something. You know?
No, they can't, you can't hear us, but we were like, yeah, we were really awful, actually. So you have to. So the 3-minute rule, I think, works well because, you know, you should be able to. 3 minutes is 5% of our entire show.
It is?
Yes.
I can't do that kind of higher math.
Yeah, so it is. So it's like, that's 5% of the whole show, and you should be able to say what you need to say in
Well, most of the time when people call, I talk over them anyway.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I just don't know.
I would give them a little extra time if we completely talk over somebody. But I think the 3-minute rule is good because it gives people a chance to, you know, more people a chance to call in if we do that.
And we have we have a special guest.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe this is our special guest. WFMU, you're on the air. Welcome to Sportsy Talk. Hello?
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Is he in mono? Oh, somebody hung up.
Hung up.
That was Mr. Met.
That was Mr. Met calling.
He's just breathing heavy.
Let's see. Well, he should call Pedo Bear Cub then, if that's the deal.
Mrs. Met is...
WFMU, you're on the air. Welcome to Sportsy Talk. So he's just screwing with us now.
I want to kill
Mr.
Met.
Okay, so you heard me say that again, right? They called in again.
Oh, there was a 7-second delay.
Yeah.
I can't do that kind of math either.
Okay, so anyway, that I think the 3-minute rule is in effect, but, you know, call in. We urge you to call in anyway. And we think we have a special guest. Do you know that? I mean, why? I don't know why you didn't get his number so we could call out to him, but that's how we roll.
You leave me with this real work to do.
Yeah, well, you did great. You got us a guest. Technically, maybe.
New York Post writer Mike Vaccaro might be joining us in the 6:30 to 6:40.
Big sports writer.
He's a columnist for the New York Post.
WFMU, you're on the air.
Someone just keeps calling and hanging up.
That's harsh. I don't know what to do. But listener Robert also emailed us and told us where to see rugby.
Oh.
In the Bronx. But the thing is, it's like a secret.
The Bronx.
It's like a secret rugby contest
secret
or something.
Secret rugby?
You can't find out what park they're playing in unless you know somebody, and then they'll tell you and stuff. And I was just like, that's too much trouble.
Isn't there a movie about that? Isn't that the Brazilian,
I don't get it.
Forbidden dance?
Yeah. The Lambada.
The Lambada.
The Rugbyada.
It's the Forbidden Dance.
I want to talk some more about Rugby World Cup, though.
Yeah, so Mike Vaccaro might be joining us.
Oh, yeah, he might.
He wrote for the Kansas City Star, and he writes for the New York Post now. So he's the man
To
who
talk
knows both
to
places.
About the World Series.
He's been to
Absolutely.
Both areas.
Well, so have I, but I mean, I don't write about
it. I mean, I've been there.
Somebody's
Kansas
phoning.
City,
should I keep answering?
It's no problem.
A
just
jerk?
Keep turning it. No,
just a jerk.
Why are you a jerk?
Because I keep answering, and this person keeps hanging up.
Maybe they just want to hang up. That's their thing.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not good for the talking about the sports.
Well, that's okay.
Okay. WFMU, you're on the air. Welcome to Sportsy Talk. This is so stupid.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks for the
call. Next time I'll just pretend to be a caller.
But okay, so the thing is that I know that they hear us, right? Because I hear our voices when they call, you know, that second time they call.
Yeah, they're listening.
So they're actually listening. So they know that they're getting through.
It's someone who wants to kill me, right? They're waiting outside for me.
Do you think so?
And then they're going to hit me over the head with a kombucha bottle.
Phone one, dark program.
Is it in mono?
Yeah, it's not supposed to be in mono.
Ryan Mallett was a quarterback for the Texans.
I don't think they're supposed to be in mono. I think we're supposed to be in mono.
Right.
Ryan Mallett?
Yeah, Ryan Mallett.
WFMU, you're on the air. Welcome to Sportsy Talk.
Here, I'll call the hotline.
Well, we can just get their number off the caller ID, you know.
Oh, we can?
Yeah, and we can complain about it. So, you know, if they keep calling, we'll just turn their number over to the proper authorities, and it'll be taken care of.
The phone police?
The phone police.
Ryan Mallett was a backup quarterback for the Patriots for many years, and then joined the Texans.
Yes.
He started about four games this year.
Yes.
And they've gone back and forth between Hoyer and Mallett.
Yes.
And,
because they don't have any real quarterbacks?
Yes. Well, okay. They're like in last place.
Yeah, of course.
So the...
Wait, does J.J. Watt play for the Texans?
He does. He should play quarterback for them because he's the only good player
better.
On the whole team.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Now that Arian Foster's injured.
Arian Foster's out.
Oh, he's out for the year.
Yeah.
He's done.
Yeah, sorry, Arian Foster. I don't mean to sound so gleeful, but the person I was playing in fantasy football in my other league had him this week and just creamed me just because of Arian Foster, you know.
Yeah, that's no good.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry, Arian.
Arian Foster, yes, Texans, Mallett.
So the Texans, Ryan Mallett, slept in, missed a walkthrough on Saturday. They wanted to cut him then.
Yeah.
Missed a flight.
Good God.
So that then he had to fly coach to the game, and then they're like, you're going to sit on the bench forever, and then we're going to cut you on Monday.
Yeah.
It's cut now.
He got cut.
He slept late a bunch of times. Like once he wasn't the quarterback anymore,
Does he?
I was up late playing Halo.
Yeah, but it's his job, right?
So now he's out of the NFL.
Yeah, but it's his. Yeah, why would
it's
you
not his
do
job
it?
Anymore?
Oh, golly,
because they cut
not.
Him. But that's rough, huh?
Yeah, that's
sleeping
bad.
Late. You're late.
Yeah.
Oh, you say traffic was terrible, and they're like, "That's great, you're cut."
Yeah, too
way
bad.
To go, Slappy.
Well done. Rugby World Cup news. Okay, listener Chris sent me a.
How is that Rugby World Cup going on?
Oh, the Rugby World Cup. Oh, yeah. Hey, listeners in New Zealand, congratulations.
How was the New Zealand? Oh, see, those guys always win, though.
No, but they're the best. That's why.
Yeah, because they're terrifying. They do this little dance beforehand.
They do the
Macarena or something like that.
And
like a death Macarena.
Oh.
And so, like, you're watching, you're there, the other team, and you go, we're just going to get, I mean, they're just going to tear our heads off or something like that.
Well, it's New Zealand versus Australia, so it's the All Blacks versus the Aushats. And they're going to be playing the final, I guess. In the England on Halloween, October 31st.
See, that seems like a bad idea.
I think it's a good idea.
A bunch
idea.
Of drunk rugby
fans. Yeah, it's good. I guess there's
do they
like
do a, Halloween like, in Britain?
Yeah, that's where it comes from.
Oh, is it? I have
no
idea.
Well, it comes from like the Celtic lands. Yes.
The Celtic lands?
Yes.
Where are those?
It comes from like Ireland and Wales and places like that. Originally.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Yep.
I like any holiday where poor people get stuff from rich people.
That's not
I might
what,
trick
I
or
don't
treat
think,
this
I don't
year.
Think that's what happens in Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween is kids go around and get food from people who have
they
money to buy candy.
They get candy.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, but kids aren't poor people and
kids
people
don't have any money.
Yeah, some kids do.
They're not part of the
kids
99%.
Oh, my God. The kids where I live, their allowances is more than I make in a year.
Oh, Danny D says the Texans are not in last place. In fact, they are a game out of first. But, I mean,
Danny D.
They're a game out of first.
Danny
what,
D, wait, don't befuddle us with your so-called facts.
Let
That's not
here.
Right.
The Texans are 2-5. So they've won two games and lost five. So apparently
they're still a hot team right now.
I mean, I can't help it that whole division is terrible.
So the Rugby World Cup. right?
Yeah, who's winning? And the New Zealand and the
Australian Osshats. They're going to be playing.
The Osshats.
They're going to be playing October 31st, and you can go see them at the SVA Theater in Chelsea if you have. If you want to go there at 11 a.m.
Oh, this is, yes, Feedback Loop has mentioned this on the on the comment fields as well.
All right. And you can go at 11 a.m., pay $25 to get in, and there's no booze. So I'm thinking that's not for me.
I'm
going
to save my $25, liquor store.
Yeah, exactly, right.
And then say I was at the Rugby World Cup.
But Verizon keeps sending me these emails, and they say, hey, you can get Rugby World Cup finals from pay-per-view. And I'm like, okay, sign me up. I would pay to see it. I would watch it.
I mean, I would pay, I would pay to see it. A little bit.
Well, I don't think it's $25 to watch it on pay-per-view, is it? I don't know, because every time I click on the link, I get a blank page.
Cricket, and I keep thinking that I have channels for cricket and for rugby, but then I go to them, and it's just they, talk about cricket and rugby, and that's even more boring than watching them.
I'm revved up about rugby now.
Revved up about rugby?
I did. I got revved up about rugby.
It's just dudes ripping each other, and there's no pads. They just tear each other apart.
That's so hot.
You like that?
Yeah, come on.
That's hot, they're going to start making out or something? I don't understand.
No,
how is that hot?
They're just
flailing. Just dudes wailing
each other.
On each other.
Yeah, wailing at each other.
Tearing
That's
each
good.
Other's ears off.
Awesome.
Yikes.
Speaking of that, what are we going to talk about now? The New York Red Bulls also.
How are they doing?
They won something.
Someone sent us
something.
An email. We get emails.
Listener Tumutato sent us this.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, listener Tumutato.
Tumutato.
Yep. He pointed out that the New York Red Bulls beat the Chicago Fire.
Okay.
They won the MLS Supporters Shield, whatever that is. They they finished with the best record in the MLS, and they get a bye into the Eastern semifinals, and they get home field advantage through the playoffs. And if they get to the MLS Cup final, that game will be at Red Bull Arena.
Oh, pretty good.
Which is in Harrison, which I didn't know where Harrison was, and I looked at a path map today, and it's on the path line.
Yeah, it's just one stop further out than Journal Square.
I could go there.
How did the protesting go?
Well, they started winning, so they quit protesting, you know? It's like, now that you're like...
Well, that's what I asked them.
Now that you're like the best, you know,
I mean,
you're
not going to
complain anymore.
I said, well, if they're
anymore.
Any good, I mean, they're like, no, we're never going to cheer for them again.
Well, I don't know what happened to them. They stopped calling me back. Sportsy Talk Fantasy Football. Yay. Okay, so Danny D still in first in his division, but Jason Pierre-Paul's phantom finger coming up fast.
Does he have four fingers or three fingers?
He's like a mascot now. Jason Pierre-Paul, they're going to sign him as a mascot because he only has four fingers. They're going to put those big gloves on him, big white gloves.
You just buy a finger. How much does a finger cost?
I don't know. Well, they have to attach it so it would work and stuff.
You can't just have like a plastic finger there?
I think you could have a fake finger.
Ring finger doesn't do anything at all.
WFMU, you're on the air. Do you want to talk about Jason Pierre-Paul's phantom finger?
How's it going?
Good. How's it going?
Good. Who's it? Oh, somebody's actually speaking to us. Who is this, please?
Do you want my real name? Or?
No, you can tell us a name that you'd like to go by as long as it's not dirty.
Call me Whacker.
Whacker. You're not the person who writes Vax Wax, are you?
No, not like that. Not quite.
Okay, good then. Whacker, tell us what's on your mind that's sportsy.
Okay, so I was thinking about why the U.S. calls soccer, and the rest of the world calls it football.
Yes.
And I have some insight here.
It's because we're better?
Nope, not exactly.
No. Why? What is it?
Actually, because we have more of a commercialized sports enterprise going on, and if we called it football, we'd have Major League Football, which people would call MILF.
MILF.
Oh, hey, well done. That's
Major
right.
Major League Football.
MILF.
Yeah.
I like
that. We can't have everyone watching MILF on.
I would watch a football league that was just ladies in their 30s and 40s tackling each other and throwing the ball around.
See, this is why I want to watch rugby, and you think that's strange, but you think it's okay if it's women, right?
Oh, yeah. I think everything's okay if it's women.
Oh, you're crazy. Thanks, Wax. Appreciate the call.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, Whacker.
Whacker?
He's a Whacker.
Whacker, Wax, whatever.
It's the beautiful game.
Yep, it is.
In other soccer news, as Ken from Hyde Park mentions, that Abby Wambach is retiring at the end of this year.
Okay.
So she's the all-time leading scorer for U.S. soccer.
Yeah, men or women.
Men or women or both.
She is the all-time.
And she's been terrific. So I wonder if she'll end up being the coach sooner or later.
I assume she would.
Because I think
coach,
she's a real.
I mean,
they didn't really let her play all that much during the last.
No, they kind of took her as a kind of a legacy.
But she was like a real. It was funny because they would go into their. They would have their little pep talks, and she would always do them, and she would swear like a sailor during these things. And I heard her swear more often in those, like, oh, let's go see what these guys are. Oh, we can't go and listen to them right now because they're
Abby Wambach's
swearing
talking.
Like a sailor.
Nice.
So good luck to Abby Wambach.
Yeah, good luck to her.
And all that you do.
We have something to taste test now.
Oh, yeah, what are we doing?
Okay, we got, we haven't done, this is an actual wig. I got two kinds of this. It sounds disgusting, but, you know,
like disgusting.
We've had Moxie. So,
I know, I forgot that I was going to bring
some
more Moxie.
Yeah, so I think I've had enough Moxie to last me a lifetime, but that's okay. This is hard root beer, right?
Say root beer again.
Root beer.
Root beer?
Root. Root. Root beer. Hard root beer.
Root
I got
beer.
Two kinds. I got Coney Island hard root beer, and I got small town brewery, not your father's root beer, which I hate that whole not your father's stuff. I mean, that's just such a cliche, but
I don't really get that because I, usually with you would steal your father's stuff, steal his car, steal his money from his wallet, steal his beer.
I don't think I ever did that.
No, you didn't. It's great. It's really a lot of fun. Of all the people I've stolen money from, my dad, you'd be like, oh, he's never gonna miss this $5.
Maybe that's the secret of your relationship with your significant roommate.
Who, Benny?
Ben.
Yeah, we have that sort of same.
Yeah, he's like your dad.
He's like my dad. We're like Batman and Robin, except we have no superpowers.
All right, so I cleaned these glasses
out. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Wow, this is really pretty fancy.
These are great glasses, too. These are from this. We have a whole set of these upstairs in the WFMU kitchen. The 16th Annual Convention, District Number 3, VFW and Ladies Auxiliary Department of New Jersey, June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, 1972.
This is all on the glass?
Yeah.
Wow.
And a logo.
Maybe it's we should give away glasses for the marathon.
Oh. Hey, maybe we could get like little beer glasses with the Sportsy Talk logo on it. Oh, this is the last week of the silent fundraiser, by the way. And they just keep changing our goal that we're supposed to make.
We're at 84%.
They put it up. They put it down. Oh, somebody's pledged them today.
So
do you know how to check so we can thank them on the air right now?
Maybe.
How are you seeing that?
I'm on our... I'm
marathon council?
Boards.
You're looking at the marathon council?
Maybe.
Oh, dear.
I mean, I could look at that. I don't know.
Okay, here. Anyway, this is... Which one is this? This is the Not Your Father's root beer. So here
root
it is.
Beer.
This is alcoholic.
Yay!
Yay! Go ahead. Ooh. I got to keep an eye on the phone in
Here's
case
to
our
you,
guest
Wacker.
Calls. Wacker.
And to... And can I say to DJ Listener Cat?
Oh, yeah. DJ Listener
Chicago.
Cat. And to...
Who is supporting me with money.
Listener...
Oh, man.
What is it? How bad is it?
You can't remember who it is? That's okay. It'll come to
Listener
you.
Dan B. from upstate. Once I tasted this, it shocked my system.
Well, this is actually pretty good.
Really? You think this is good?
It's a little hoochy tasting. Like it's alcohol that's supposed to taste like root beer kind of thing. It's not like it doesn't taste like
well,
a real
it's kind
root
of,
beer.
I don't know. It's kind of like if you had root beer and you tossed a lot of vodka in it or something, maybe.
Folsom says, not your father's root beer is good. Not really a craft beer, though. It's made by Pabst. I love Pabst. It's the beer
is
that
made
Milwaukee
by Pabst,
famous.
Really? Do you know that joke?
No, tell me.
Okay, so, well, now, I mean, you just said that, so, I mean, it would probably ruin the whole punchline. There's this really long joke about a pitcher for the Milwaukee Braves. Remember the
Milwaukee
Braves?
Yeah, 1950 whatever.
Yeah, back in the day, right?
Yeah, what? Okay. He's the pitcher that made Milwaukee famous?
No.
His name was Stevie Pabst?
No.
Did he pitch a game?
No. The whole thing is the whole setup is like this guy's name is Mel Famey, and he's the beer that made Mel Famey walk us. That's the punchline, but I mean there's this whole build up and Shaggy Dog story and he got drunk and
is that
then
like
he,
that Green Gorilla joke?
Yeah, kind of.
No, okay. I like the Green Gorilla joke.
Here, do you want some more of this?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, pour it in.
I had bought the Coney Island kind.
Well, I got the Coney Island kind here. We'll try it next.
It's pretty good. I mean, I bought a sixer of it because I'm a sucker.
Yeah.
I go into the liquor store and I'm thinking, because I don't like the taste of beer anymore for some reason. I didn't drink beer for like 10 years.
Yeah.
And then when I went back to drinking because I needed a little, little solace to get me something to get me through
I don't think you should
the cold
drink.
Evenings.
I think it's sad that you...
Why? What do you mean?
Don't drink. Go to an AA.
You don't think
note.
I'm fun when I'm drunk?
No,
go to an AA meeting.
You'd be
have
happier.
You ever been to one of those meetings?
Yes, I have.
Oh, my God.
I have.
They're rough.
I have friends who
You have to pray and tell people your problems
I
and
have
stuff?
Friends,
Nobody
I have
wants
friends,
that.
I have friends who are in AA, and I go to their anniversary meetings.
Well, those are fun because you get
those
like a
open.
Little medal and stuff like that.
Yeah, and you get cake and stuff. Yeah.
I mean, I never really got I had the little white chip.
I don't know about the chips.
So you get a little white one for like being sober for like a minute.
Yeah.
And then you're,
That's
you know,
good.
You get like a red one for being sober like a week, and then you get like a blue one for being sober like a month.
Oh, I didn't know they did that.
Yeah,
That's
yeah.
good. And then when you get enough of them, you can have a poker game.
No, I mean you're only supposed to have one
oh,
at a time.
Okay. Oh,
I mean, I think AA is great for people, and I had some good times. But it's, you know, telling people your problems and a searching
fight,
moral.
Is it
know.
Fight Club that has this setup where the guy goes to like all those meetings to like?
It's one of
girls.
Those. Yeah, maybe it's initially to meet girls. Is that what
yeah,
it is?
Yeah, something like that. He's like, you know, going.
It's another one of those Irvin Welsh novels.
Yeah, yeah. It's like he's going to.
He's just going to meetings, and then he meets.
Meet
he goes
chicks.
Into a Fight Club.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Okay, 201-209-9368 is the number to call for your 3 minutes of fame on Sportsy Talk. And this is Sportsy Talk on WFMU. Fewer people get their sports talk radio from Sportsy Talk than
Aww.
From any other station in the nation.
Hey, the NBA starts tonight.
Yeah.
Are you psyched?
No. I don't really pay any attention to it at all,
what?
Usually. The NBA, I don't know. It's just, you know, it's just a bunch of...
Well, the Knicks are terrible.
No, but it's like... Professional basketball. I mean, it's just guys run back and forth and back and forth and
There's
back.
A lot
it's like
of
it's
running.
Like it's like it's like if you watch it on TV, it's like something cats would watch to amuse themselves. You know, it's like it moves this way and then moves that.
I would
way.
Watch cats playing
moves
basketball.
This way and then moves that way. Well, so would I.
I would but, watch yeah. cats playing basketball. That
okay.
would be a good league.
But I don't know. Yeah, the Knicks are playing the Bucks.
Yeah, why?
I don't know who are the Nets playing. They're playing somebody,
I have no
right?
idea.
Do they start tonight? You could look it up. You got the computer.
Oh, do you think I should look it up?
No, not really. I mean, does anyone? If you care about
they're
the
not
NBA
gonna, they're
starting
not any
tonight,
good anymore.
Call us.
I mean, I'm wearing a Nets jersey right now because they had
no,
like a
some,
going
got,
out of business sale. Or something
I like
that
black and white Nets jersey with your name on it.
I have
That's
a black
a
and
really
white jersey
nice
with
one.
And like the Christmas jersey from last year, where you know
it's
you
nice.
Can put your little name on it, and
yeah.
it was $9 on the Brooklyn Nets site. And I have a, it's like a gray sleeved shirt. I don't know about the sleeve. They want sleeve shirts to come in because they want to sell more shirts to guys like me who, frankly, don't look good in like tank tops. Like I have a man boob problem that's
most,
not so good
most,
in tank tops.
Most people don't look good in tank
you
tops.
You look good in tank tops.
No, I look terrible in a tank
you,
top.
No, you were you wearing
kidding?
A tank top during the marathon.
Really
you look
a,
great.
It wasn't really a tank top.
I mean, I was pretty drunk. So
yeah,
I
wasn't really a tank top.
I was making out with Grandma Phyllis
oh,
for a
I
while.
Oh, I know. That was shocking.
That was all, I was all over the place. Well, that was the Doers. I mean, you
that
know,
was the
you
worst.
Broke open the Doers.
No,
we raised a lot of money.
The Doers was like 90 years old. That was like the worst. That was just.
It tasted like paint thinner. Though.
I know it was hideous. And then former co-host Jay was
Jay
here.
Jay was here.
He's just kind of standing around looking Jay-like, and it was nuts.
The Nets play the Bulls, and they're probably going to get blown out.
Oh yeah.
In the Barclays Center.
I think that's good. I wish I still lived in Brooklyn sometimes just so I could go to
I've never
to
been inside
things.
The Barclays Center.
I've been in the
so
outside.
Whoever wants
of
to
it.
Give us tickets to the Islanders and the Nets, please do so.
Yeah, that'd be good. You can. Send
I still
want
to interview the
WFMU.
Zamboni person. Maybe the
yeah,
Zamboni
well,
person from the Islanders would be into it.
Maybe this year we can. Maybe we if we go over there.
Oh, really?
Maybe if we like go
Can't
there in
here?
Person. No, if we go, if we went to like the Barclays Center in person with a recorder and all our credentials and stuff.
Well, you're the credentialed person.
I'll get us credentials. Let's see if we can get in. 201-209-9368 is the number to call. When was our guest going
to
call?
6:30 to 6:40-ish.
All right.
But he might be busy. I didn't know if he was going to be covering the game or not. See, every once in a while, I make a joke and send it to the guy who writes. He writes the big column on the weekend with Vax Wax is one of his things. And he writes for the New York Post.
Oh, wait,
you've
written for this guy?
Every once in a while, I come up with a stupid joke and I send it to him. And once I think he put it in. But he, every once in a while, he'll be like, usually if you write to a sports writer, they'll respond and say thanks or hey. Or what's
yeah, we
on.
Do that. If you write to us at WFMU.org, we'll
I'll
respond.
Send you a naked photo myself.
Well, no,
that's
don't.
Do,
no, that's going to discourage people. Don't,
oh, it is?
Don't tell them that.
Why
no.
wouldn't you want it? That's I mean,
I don't know. I mean, you had trouble because you had a semi-naked photo of you online, and didn't it keep you from
what
getting
kind of
a
trouble?
Job? I mean,
well, yeah.
I mean, you know, no one is going to hire you.
There was
you
a picture from the Village Voice in which
you had your tidy whiteies on and a cape, and you had like something.
I looked a little like
a
Captain Underpants. Someone
yeah,
said
did.
I look like Michael Chiklis. Do you think? Do you get a Michael Chiklis?
Who is Michael Chiklis?
He was the commish. You remember the commish? Do you remember the Shield? He was on the Shield.
I didn't watch.
He played
those
the Thing in the Fantastic Four.
No.
I'm asking you, and you're face blind. I have no idea.
Yeah,
I thought
no
you were
going to
recognize me when I came
I don't
back.
Know. Well, I recognize you because who else is going to walk into the record library wearing a Brooklyn Nets jersey? I mean, I knew it was you right away.
Me.
I mean, it, you know,
could've
you could have
been me.
You could have been Brian, but you weren't. So
no, Brian's here. Brian's here doing his great show.
Yeah, I know, but I mean,
playing
you know,
the
I'm trying
dogs.
To. You know, I have to think of who's who. You know, it's hard to be face blind.
201-209.
It is awful, actually. It's actually a disability. Okay, so Major League Baseball. Oh, Sluggo said we were watching some baseball, and Sluggo said, "I bet if Donald Trump bought the Cubs, they'd be terrific."
Well, he owned. There was a big article in the NewJersey.com today.
Yeah.
About his time owning the USFL team.
Oh yeah, Donald Trump. That's right.
And he approved
owned.
The team.
Yeah. He did.
He's one of those.
He was
so
a football
want,
owner.
There's two different kinds of owners that you want. The silent kind that just hears like, "Here's a bunch of money, go win."
Yeah.
And then there's the bombastic, crazy, "We didn't win, I'm going to fire somebody," which those that can work too if you win eventually. Mm-hmm. Because nobody liked Steinbrenner for like 15 years, and then he started winning, and he gives you know you feel like
oh,
he's got class,
like, yeah,
and everybody's great,
yeah,
and we're winning, whatever, everything's fine.
Yeah. Right, that's true. So Trump was a good owner.
I mean, they didn't win the USFL, and he ultimately destroyed the league. For
yeah.
I think they got like a dollar in the lawsuit or something like that against the NFL.
Oh well.
He wanted to move the USFL to the fall. It used to just be a spring league.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And so
I remember
said,
that anyway. And he wanted to get into.
They sued the NFL, and I think they won, but they won like it was like
nothing.
$10 or something
yeah,
like
they
that.
Won
yeah.
Nothing. Yeah.
So.
Oh.
He kind of destroyed the league.
That's
and it
bad.
Didn't, I mean, it was perfectly good league, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Spring football, people liked it. They had some good players.
It was fine.
But he's a.
Was it, it wasn't, but that was the USFL, that wasn't the XFL.
XFL was also a spring league that was done by WWE people.
Yeah, right. That was
And they're
that
like,
was
oh, there's
Mr.
no
McMahon.
Fair catch. You just actually have to get hit in the head by somebody else's helmet.
Yeah. And that was when they had the player He Hate Me.
He Hate Me was a.
I
mean, that's classic.
He Hate Me.
Yeah, it was you could have some, you could either have your name on the back or some kind of nickname.
Yeah, so this guy, and you know that guy that was He Hate Me?
Ended up being in the NFL.
Yeah,
think,
he
right?
ended up being in the NFL under his real name, and nobody knew it was him because they only knew him from
he
that
hate
other
me was
name.
A great.
Yeah, it was great.
Danny D says he will never forgive Trump for killing the USFL.
Oh, Danny D.
Does that mean
D.
you're not going to vote
down.
For him? Is that
How come Danny D doesn't call us? Is it because I put the 3-minute limit on?
I don't know. Maybe he's busy. Maybe he's driving somewhere.
He's texting us on the comments board.
He's always on the comments board.
WFMU.org is how to get onto the comments board, and you can see that co-host Jim the Poet is reading those things.
I'm reading very carefully as we talk.
Us. Yep. NFL. What else happened in the NFL this week? Since we're talking
on
football.
The Patriots won again against the Jets.
Those cheaters.
Because the Jets actually got, and they were kind of close at the end. They scored a touchdown with like a minute and a half left.
Yeah.
They do a little one of those onside kick things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That works. That never works, and it
worked.
That's pretty good.
It worked
good.
For the Jets. The Jets
and then they
were
offside on some because they have a crazy guy playing for him.
Yeah.
He was offside, and then
he just went insane. He went offsides like 3 times in a row or something. He just kept jumping offside.
I don't think
offside.
He understands. Maybe he can't see
nobody,
straight lines or something
nobody,
like that.
Yeah, he's like straight line blind or something.
So
he didn't,
the Jets lost again.
Yeah. Oh, well.
The Jets aren't as much fun because
they did okay.
Now that Rex Ryan isn't on the.
Do we have a call? Maybe this is our special
guest.
We'll see. WFMU, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, thanks. Who's this?
My name is Mike.
Is this Mike Vaccaro?
No, I'm sorry, it isn't.
That's okay. We
That's
love
okay.
you
we
anyway.
We like you anyway, Mike.
Hey, Mike, what do you want to talk about?
No, good to hear. I had a funny. My family has season tickets to the Giants, right?
Yeah.
So we like to go to the games and things. I like to go with my girlfriend, but she's not originally from the U.S.
Uh-huh.
So her concept of football is really, really loose. And I'm not the biggest sports fan you're ever going to meet, but I know the rules, you know.
Right.
But it has I like that element of just like kind of trying to explain it, trying to watch it. Like she's engaged and she wants to go, you know, get a sausage sandwich or whatever. I think
experience
it adds like
the whole
a
thing.
Fun sort of a fun perspective to it.
Well, it's
I think you kind of lose with a lot of, if you're just around a lot of really, really just people playing fantasy sports or whatever.
Yeah, I agree. I think that one of the things we try to do on Sportsy Talk is kind of bring it to a level of people who are just kind of, you know, don't know a lot about it, are kind of interested in it, like the stories, you know, about it, about the players and what happens and things.
When it's so odd when you go to an NFL game live because there's so many timeouts for commercials. And so, like, there'll be, like, this exciting, you know, 5 or 10 minutes, and then it'll be, like, dudes standing around drinking Gatorade for 4 minutes.
Right, and then they come back on and they do a play. And
so
then
it's
they
really
go
odd
again.
To go and watch a game when you're not at home or you're not, like, you know, watching someplace else.
Whereas I love it at home because, like, you know, one thing I really liked about the oh, wait, we have another call. This might be our guest. Hold on, Mike, okay?
Nope, not a problem.
We might have two mics.
WFMU, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk.
Hey, it's Mike Vaccaro.
Hey,
okay,
Mike.
Hey, Mike. Okay, Mike Vaccaro, hold on. Mike, other Mike, we got to drop you. I'm sorry.
Call back,
okay,
other
for,
Mike.
Thanks for calling. Okay, we had two mics at once. That was exciting.
That was two mics. We thought he was you.
Yeah, but he wasn't. He told us right away. Well, welcome to Sportsy Talk. Mike Vaccaro, the noted columnist Vax Wax for the New York Post.
New York Post. Yay! And what I didn't realize is that you wrote for the Kansas City Star as well.
Yeah, I had to tell him that, but now he's like, so are you for the Mets or the Royals this time?
Well, I'm for good stories, which is
there you go.
Always,
like he's a reporter, right?
Eight or 9 days of good stories, and I feel like I'm the big winner.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you actually out in Kansas City for the game tonight?
I am. I'm sitting here watching and missed a little bit on Coffee Field Stadium.
Uh-oh.
But,
if Harvey falls off the mound, man, there's going to be a riot.
It's going to be bad.
But, yes, I am out here and getting ready for the first pitch. It seems like it's been forever since we've been waiting, so it's time for some baseball.
Yeah, I know. Do you think that's going to play against the Mets? You know, the last time they played was, like, last Wednesday. I mean, do you think that the team's going to come out a little rusty?
No, I really don't. I mean, I think it really will help the pitching, which probably could use – all those guys could have probably used an extra day off or two. I mean, they're all in uncharted waters in innings territory. And, you know, I suppose it might adversely affect Daniel Murphy, who was as raging hot as anybody.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, you can't expect him to hit another home run at this point. I mean, you know, that would just be ridiculous.
You couldn't expect him to continue that even if they played the very next day. So,
right.
I mean, it's like I would feel worse for the Mets if the Royals had gone to a Game 7, but – you know, they've had kind of a little bit of a delay now also, so I don't think it's going to be much of an impact one way or the other.
Mike, do you think that the playoffs end up being too late? I mean, if this series will go deeper into November than almost any series, I mean, then even the series that was delayed because of 9/11,
do you think
that they play too late do you think that has an impact?
You know, I wish they would end it a week earlier. I wish they could contain it to October. Mostly because I just think you're asking for trouble with weather. You can get rain whenever. So tonight obviously isn't an issue, but you know it can just be an extra added burden which you don't need. And look, it gets cold. I mean, they played those games at Shea Stadium last year against the Cubs. And it was freezing.
It's weird to see the players.
It's not getting warmer between now and the end of the season.
When you see the players with the winter hats on, it's like, well, that's a little weird. You're like, you know, that doesn't seem like baseball. That's like football weather, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think when they start wearing stocking caps, you know that maybe it's really gone too far.
Yeah, for sure. So you, how long did you live in Kansas City? Because I lived there too for a while.
Just for a year. I lived here from July of 97 till July of 98.
That's about as much anybody can
But
take.
Great barbecue is what I hear. I mean,
restaurants. You know, it's funny. I mean, I like the barbecue aspect of it, but they really, you know, there are 10 or 12 restaurants that if I had to stay here 2 weeks, I could get a good meal every day. That's how good the restaurants are. So there is that aspect to it. But, you know, if you're born and raised in a place like New York, Kansas City's a little bit tough to get used to the rhythms.
Hey, I have a question. I saw some things online that you wrote about Mike Lupica when he got played off, and I wondered what do you think of like Pete Rose and A-Rod being
commentators? I don't think I wrote anything when Mike got played off. To be honest with you, I mean, I wanted to stay away from that because it's not. Believe me, I don't root for anything or anybody when it comes to other people in our business losing their jobs.
Right,
right. Of course not.
It was not a good situation with the Daily News, and whether it's Lupica or anybody else who lost their job, it's. You know, it's not a good situation. It's definitely not something I wanted to touch online or anywhere else, to be honest.
Oh, well, there's some quotes from you, ostensibly from you up online that are kind of
I mean, they might have been old because I mean, I had to worry about lubrication.
Yeah, they could have been. When somebody gets laid off, that's kind of bad. But yeah. what do you think of? I was trying to use that as a lead into. What do you think of Pete Rose and A-Rod being commentators on for MLB on TV?
I think A-Rod is a tremendous asset, and I think he's found a second career. I think he's terrific. Anybody who's ever talking about baseball knows he's smart. He's glib. He really knows baseball, and he loves baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in a way that a lot of modern baseball players don't or won't admit to. Pete Rose is a little bit of a train wreck, I think.
He's rough.
I guess there's a little bit of a comedic value there, but he doesn't seem comfortable doing it. But I mean, I'm as impressed as I am by what Alex says, it's how he says it that I'm very mm-hmm. impressed by, because I just think, you know, especially for a novice broadcaster, I think he's really brought a lot to the table.
Good.
In your experience, Mike, and I don't know if you were here when 86 hit and stuff like that, but what do you see with Yankees fans coming over to the Mets? Do you see that as a gradual thing that happens when the Yankees are sort of out of it? Or do you think that the Mets, every once in a while when they kind of come up, there's something different about them, and the whole city gets excited in a way that's different than when the Yankees get into the playoffs?
You know, I think the relationship in baseball is very unique. In basketball and in football, there's a dominant team, and it's been a dominant team no matter what. The Knicks in basketball, the Rangers in hockey. The Giants were the dominant team in football even when the Jets won the Super Bowl in 1969.
Oh, definitely. Right.
In baseball, there's been two separate times where the Mets have owned the city, and it wasn't close, you know, in the 60s to the early 70s, and then in the mid-80s to the early 90s. I mean, it was a Mets town. There was no ifs, ands, or buts.
Mm-hmm.
That tells you that there's definitely a different dynamic in New York. To me, I think, look, I mean, it's one that's been affected because the Yankees have been the dominant team for 20 years, and you don't just reverse that overnight.
Oh, no.
But if I had to guess, I'd say that probably the city is 50% Yankees fans, probably 40% Mets fans, and the rest kind of go back and forth depending on who the hot team is.
Well, this Mets team is very easily likable. I mean, they're kind of an underdog, and guys like David Wright are very likable. And when you have all these young pitchers especially, it's easy to go, wow, these guys throw 100 miles an hour. Like, who wouldn't want to watch these guys dominate?
Right.
Yeah, I think they are likable. I think they're a team you really like to watch. I have caught some Yankee fan friends who will admit that they're a lot more fun to watch than the Yankees are.
This year,
you know,
for
that,
sure.
That's all cyclical. I mean, yeah. I mean, the Yankees won their share of games this year, but they did so in a way that's not maybe necessarily, you know, as pleasing to the eyes as the Mets did.
Yeah.
Young pitching is always going to make a very big difference in terms of how a team looks at itself and how it's looked at from the outside too.
And then the Mets have, like, you know, Wilmer Flores like crying, you know, because he thinks he's been traded, and they have Ruben Tejada getting his leg broke and stuff. I mean, there's a lot to root for.
It's been a very interesting ride, certainly for Wilmer.
Yeah.
Well, you know, 2 days after he thought he was being traded, he hit a game-winning home run against the Nationals, which,
exactly.
You know, you look back now, it kind of turned the season around.
Right.
Well, you know, you talk about sometimes, you know, the old baseball adage is sometimes the best trades are the ones that don't happen. And I think you can easily say that what happened with Wilmer that day, because not only was Carlos Gomez not as good as Yoenis Cespedes, but you also were able to keep Flores, who's been helpful. And you're able to keep Zach Wheeler, who's going to probably
make
even better next year when he comes back.
The road, that might be the biggest part, where that Zach Wheeler, who ended up calling the GM and saying, please don't trade me.
Yeah.
I mean, you might say, wow, there's another guy who's not even around this time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and from the Mets standpoint, I think it's also it was also telling that you had two guys in Flores and in Wheeler who, you know, were very adamant about wanting to be here. And I think that's a culture that's been missing from the Mets for many years. The idea that it's a destination place where people want to come, and where they just don't come because it's their best offer, or because it's where they have to come because they run out of opportunities elsewhere. So that really, I think, signifies something about what's going on here, is that both of those guys wanted to stay here.
Right, and when Curtis Granderson came over, you know, he was with the Yankees, and he was happy to go to the Mets.
Negativity about Curtis Granderson the first year that he's here, and then it's like, well, they move him into he's leading off and he's getting on base all the time, and it's like he's a very also a very winning personality.
But he was a very sweet person. Yeah, and he was really adamant about how he wanted to be on the Mets. You know, he was happy to be on the Mets.
And he really does go to show that you know a guy's performance, that's all it takes to make the town turn turn 100% around on it, you know, because you're right. It was tough listening to some of his at-bats last year.
Yeah.
And this year, it's been 100% different because I would argue that he's probably their most valuable player of the guys who have been here from day one.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And, you know, and it's been that kind of a year. And, you know, you see a very positive energy around him now when he when he steps to the plate, because people expect him to do positive things now.
Mike, you wrote an article on July 2nd that was sort of a low point in the Mets season. If I told you on July 3rd that it was like, just wait, this team is going to make the World Series, you would have thought I was crazy. Like, they have like an owner that I actually thought of your article of July 2nd when they handed the Wilpons a trophy last week, and I was like, oh my god,
why are the Wilpons
get that guy away from that trophy? Really? What do those guys do?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I thought of that also that moment. Good for Sandy Alderson. Look, to that point in the season, he really had kind of almost been criminally negligent in terms of how he kind of allowed the offense to die on the vine. And it seemed like he was wasting all this great young pitching. And at that point in the season, the Mets were kind of win one, lose one. And had the Nationals had the kind of season people expected them to have, they probably would have buried the Mets already. But that didn't happen. And they were able to buy some more time. And suddenly, around the third week of July, Sandy Alderson started making deals, first for Uribe and Kelly Johnson, then he brings up Conforto, and then he acquires Cespedes, and on and on and on, you know, it's Tyler Clippard and Addison Reed.
But just an unbelievable sequence, yeah. I mean,
perfectly. And it's, you have to give him all kinds of credit because he did it, you know, and he got those players here. And, I would say this is exactly what I think a lot of people were thinking in early July or late June. Give them a fighting chance. Give them some offense to be able to maximize what this young pitching is. And I think you've seen what the results of that are.
No, yeah. Definitely.
Well, Mike, we want to thank you so much for calling in live from Kauffman Stadium. And we don't want you to miss the first pitch or anything. So,
hey, good talking to you guys. Enjoy the game tonight.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mike. Mike Vaccaro,
right,
everybody.
Mike Vaccaro calling. He's the New York Post writer. Please read his articles as often as you can because he's a terrific sports writer. And
what does that sound?
That's my someone's calling me on my phone.
Oh,
so I'll call them back after the
call
program.
Call them after our show.
I will
over.
Call them after the
That'd
show.
Be good. Yeah, Mike Vaccaro. Thank you. Thanks for getting him as a guest.
Once in a while
that's
I
pretty fancy.
Well, every once in a while I get drunk and then I send people emails.
Yeah, and you know what I liked about the email you sent him this time?
You said that I said Bronwyn C and I.
Yes, you didn't.
Usually
say...
Usually I say me and Bronwyn.
Yeah, you start me and Bronwyn C do this show, and I'm like, you sound like an ignorant. I know that you're a poet, and you can get away with like doing stuff like that in poetry and everything, but not everybody knows that you're so fabulous. So you know.
Not everybody knows.
No, not everybody knows. They don't. They know now. We told them.
But thanks to Mike Vaccaro for taking
the
time out.
Thanks, Mike Vaccaro.
Being on the
air on Sportsy Talk. That's worth a pledge. On our silent pledge.
We're at 87% raised.
We can hit it.
We can make the cow move its tail.
Yeah,
somehow.
I think we did that already once.
Did?
Yeah, no, but then they changed the thing on us, so it's like
that was when Kelly was here.
Moving the goalposts.
When the gym's here, they're like, I ain't giving it to that guy.
Hey, here's the other hard root beer.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Coney Island hard root beer. And I have to agree, it is not as good to me.
Oh, you don't think it's as good as this other one?
I don't think it's as good.
This one was pretty good. This Not Your Father's Root Beer with the ale with the taste of spices.
Done with by
Pabst.
It's
a dude with a cane on the front.
Yeah, it's all...
It's from the Pabst people?
Yeah, that's what somebody, one of our listeners...
The root beer that made Milwaukee famous?
Apparently. Yeah.
So Mets. You're cheering for the Mets, right?
I am cheering for
you
the Mets.
You gonna watch the games because the games will be on
I'll,
Fox.
I'll watch the games if I can see them. Sure.
I would
cheer for the Mets. One reason I'll cheer for the Mets is because I'm from New York. And the other reason I'll cheer for the Mets is I hated Kansas City when I lived there. It was the most miserable place. It was really, really an awful place to live, and I hated it.
Wow.
And people were horrible, and I hated it a lot.
I'm sure there's some delightful people.
No. There are some delightful people, but they're not in Kansas City. They're somewhere else. They're here.
I mean,
they're
here.
They're
barbecue.
Our listeners. Yeah, there's delightful barbecue. Okay. So, cool. That was cool.
I'll look for late breaking sports news.
201,
apparently, Danny D is at the Devils game again.
Oh, okay.
What do you have, a Tuesday plan? What's going on?
Hey, I have to say thanks to Danny D for sending a heads up about a hockey story. That is a pretty great story.
Oh, what's the hockey story?
Okay, so... the Ottawa Senators have a player called Chris Neal.
Okay.
He was playing his 900th career game against the Devils.
Okay.
Okay. And he has a friend on the Devils named Jordan Tutu. I don't know the names of any of these players, right? But this Devils player is named Jordan Tutu. He's a friend of the Senators, Chris Neal. So Chris Neal asked him, his friend, Jordan, to help him get what he called a Gordie Howe hat trick.
Right. You get in a fight, you score a goal, and you get an assist.
Yeah, exactly, right? A goal, an assist, and a fight. Because in his 900th game, he had a goal and an assist. So he asked his friend to fight with him so that he would also be in a fight on his 900th. And
he
so
had
he
a
did.
Fight with his friend?
Yeah, his friend, he said, hey, listen, man, will you, like, fight with me so I can have the Gordie Howe hat trick? Because, you know, it's my 900th game. I want to have, you know, this happen in my 900th game. So he did. He shot, you know, his friend punched him in the face on the ice and stuff. And they had a big fight. And so that's how...
You punched your friend in the face?
He was showing respect. He was showing respect for his friend in his friend's 900th game. Ooh. He was, yeah, punching
I don't think
him
I could
face.
Punch him. Like, I can't punch anybody in the face,
really?
But I definitely
oh,
couldn't
I
punch my friend in the face.
I could.
No,
if
no,
they
I
asked me to.
I can't punch people
Do you want
in
me
face.
To punch you in the face?
I mean, if you don't...
Would you like it? I
yeah,
mean,
maybe.
Sure, yeah, maybe.
Probably. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. How are you going
to
do it?
Yeah, some people, you know, pay me to punch them in the face. Okay, so right. That's... So thanks, Danny D, for that good story.
Apparently, the president is going to the Bulls opener in Washington. They're playing the former Bullets.
You mean the president of the United States?
Yes, Barack Obama
is going to the Red
the
Bulls.
Bulls playing the
oh the Bulls
the Bulls
oh,
playing
the, Bulls,
the Wizards
not the Red Bulls.
No, he's not going to go
Bulls,
to a soccer
the,
game.
The Washington Wizards.
The Wizards.
The Wizards
are playing
the Bulls.
Bulls in.
I thought
Washington.
You said the Nets were playing the Bulls.
No, they're playing them tomorrow night.
Uh-huh.
So in the NBA, they make you play back-to-backs
yeah,
at
all
the beginning
the time,
of the season.
Right? Yeah, hey, we're
the
here.
The beginning of the season for some
we're
reason.
We're here, we're in Washington tonight playing a game, and tomorrow we got to be in Brooklyn playing a game, and then we got to be somewhere else
and
playing
And George
a game.
Brett's throwing out the first pitch today. They should. I mean, how
George
many famous
Brett.
People do they have from Kansas City? They're going to have, like, George Brett and then
yeah.
the guy from the Hangover movies. Oh, no, what's his name? Paul Rudd.
What? Who's he?
Paul
Is he
Rudd.
Famous?
Yeah, he's Ant-Man.
Oh, God.
What? He's good.
Ant-Man.
He was good.
Oh, my God. That is like the worst. Did that movie do anything?
It was a huge hit.
It was not.
It was.
Ant-Man was not.
And they're playing the Ant-Man theme tonight on Morricone Island, which is going to... No, they're not playing that.
Oh, they're not playing the Ant-Man theme?
No, there is. Who knows what the Ant-Man theme sounds like?
Not I.
Nobody.
Nobody. That movie could not have been a hit. I disagree.
It's a big winner. The other one is the Guardians of the Galaxy. Have you seen that one? It's pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I did see Guardians of the Galaxy, actually. I saw it like in some big like 3D sense around super thingy theater, you know? It was
wow,
pretty
that's
awesome.
Pretty impressive.
It was pretty good.
Hey, Ken from Hyde Park mentions the University of North Dakota. Do you want
to... Oh, yeah. Hey. We have been following what's going on with the University of North Dakota and their new nickname. They got rid of the Fighting Sioux. We talked to the Dean Johnson, who told us
that is
that
real
they were,
name because
yeah,
I looked it up.
That's everybody's real name in North Dakota.
Oh, okay.
They're all named Johnson, and he told us that they had over 2,000 suggested names, and they had
right.
to winnow it down to the 1,732
so
that
there
were
are
not
three
dirty.
Finalists.
Yeah, so they got it down to three.
So I
would have
gone with a dirty one.
Okay, well, I know you would have, but they can't do that because they're like a public. University. So their three finalists are the Fighting Hawks, the Rough Riders, or the Nodaks. And I really like Nodaks because I had no clue what the heck that was. And I thought, well, that's good. It sounds like, you know...
It sounds like some kind of
some
Doctor
kind of,
Who villain.
Yeah, or a
the
robot
Daleks.
Or something. Yeah.
Yeah,
exterminate, you know. But then I realized, oh, Nodak. It's North Dakota. Nodak. So maybe that's what they call themselves there. But it still sounds ridiculous.
All right,
so it's down to those three. And
what I
want to
propose is
yeah.
people go on the boards,
yeah.
say which one of those you like,
mm-hmm.
and we call Dean Johnson next week.
Okay, you know, we can actually vote. Anybody can actually vote. If you have given money to the university...
Oh, I haven't done that.
Yeah, but we could. We could give them like $1.50.
$1.50?
Something. We could give them some money, and then they would let us vote.
I don't have a dollar.
Which
50.
One would you vote for, though?
Nodaks.
Yeah, I guess Nodex. Because it just sounds ridiculous, right?
It's
it sounds
absurd.
Like, yeah. It's,
Rough
it
Riders. What the hell is that?
Well, that's, you know, the Rough Riders. That sounds dirty, I think.
I mean, it does now that you mention it.
Hey, we got to go.
Yeah, we got to go. Yeah, Morricone Island's coming up next.
Yep.
Stay tuned.
Here, this is our goodbye music. What the hell is this?
It's the Across the Universe from some lady named
some
the lady.
Lady
from Space, I think is her name.
Okay, good. Alrighty. So thanks everybody for listening. Oh, she's talking and now stuff. And what am I saying? Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for pledging to keep Sportsy Talk on the air at WFMU.org. And we'll be back next week, and you will be here too.
Yes.
I'm so excited. And our considered opinion is that the Not Your Father's Root Beer is better than the other.
Yeah, the Coney Island one tastes like barf.
Yeah, pretty bad. And that's it for this week on Sportsy Talk. Thanks for inviting us into your home tonight.
It's, this is WFMU
East
Orange.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Thanks.
WMFU Mount Hope.
Mm-hmm.
We're online everywhere if you have a computer at WFMU.org.
Well, we're online whether they have a computer or not. But
you have your phone.
Yeah, or just
check us out online.
They can't follow us if they're not online, but we are.
And if you live in Rockland County, wherever that is, we're at 91.9 FM. Upstate what? New Jersey?
New York.
Oh, I have no idea.
One time, that time.
They don't let me back into New York.
I have a long story about that. Okay, we'll see you next week. Thanks for inviting us into your home tonight, and may God bless.
Light which dance before me like a million eyes, they call me on and on across the universe. Thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe.
Dream.